Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
We seek to recreate as much as is reasonable the sound of the original recordings from the 1940s and 50s and 60s and some early 70s of country music from this era.
You're a keyboardist, and there is a lot of piano in the country music of that era. What really grabs your attention?
Yeah, I wouldn't even call myself a keyboardist. I'm a pianist, and I sideline on the accordion as well. I guess what has grabbed me in the music of this particular era has been the presence of the piano among so many other instruments, but the fact that there's a piano present at all in some ways distinguishes it from other branches of country music and other eras of country music. And so, for example, to hear the slipknote style of Floyd Kramer's playing, you know, the opening of Please Help Me, I'm Falling, or Crazy by Patsy Cline, these are things that are made distinctive in large part because Floyd Kramer plays this little slidey piano thing.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
We're speaking with Dan Chouinard, the leader of Lush Country. One powerful thing about what is today called classic country music is that it tells stories, and it also has something called a hook, you know, some kind of a catchy phrase, sometimes a little kitschy, but at the same time, really, really true.
Yes, I and people notice that, and people respond to that, and even those of us in the band, I think we're drawn to the songs that tell a good story and that tell it in a memorable way. And I guess I'm thinking right now about this pair of brothers, the Leuven brothers, who preceded the Everlys by probably about 10 years or so. Charlie and Ira Leuven, and we do a handful of their tunes in the band. And one of the tunes we do is called While You're Cheating on Me, I'm Praying for You. And you can imagine what the song is about. The singer of the song confesses in the course of the chorus, because when you were faithful to me, I was cheating on you. So it's, you know, what goes around comes around. And to have this delivered in a lovely, catchy, memorable little melody that everybody in the whole room is singing by the end, that's part of a lovely evening as far as I'm concerned.
While you're cheating on me, I'm praying for you, for I still believe someday you'll be true. You reap what you sow, I know those words are so true. To me, I cheated on you. I know how you felt last night when you came home to me. You gave me a kiss and a smile, but the fear in your eyes I could see. Your sweet lips were trembling like mine as your story began. I tried to pretend I believed you for the chance to smile again.
We're speaking with Dan Chouinard of Lush Country, and your group is an assemblage of some players have played country, some have never, some say they hate country music, some have careers in jazz and pop. How does this group work?
Surprisingly well, I'm happy to say. And I'm one of those, I'll confess, who's a relatively recent convert to country music. I think maybe it's just that you need to live a certain number of decades before you really understand it and can identify with all the sad, sad stories. But increasingly, too, it was for me, having worked with people who did a lot of country music and who loved it, and that I kind of assimilated that. I took that in over the course of the years. We've got somebody, Joe Savage, for example, is playing pedal steel for us, somebody who has spent a whole career playing country music. And then, yes, we do have some jazz players. We've got one guy who professes to hate country music, but says, "But I love playing with you guys." So there you go. We get along great, and I think it's in large measure that we're looking for an excuse to hang out together and play together.
How do crowds respond to your music?
This seems to be a genre of music that strikes a strong emotional chord for a lot of people. There'll be people who come up to us and say, you know, this music takes me right back to the back seat of my grandparents' sedan, driving across the countryside in Iowa. That's one kind of recurring theme. There's also, we've noticed, an impulse, even in places with no dance floor and with dancing not exactly permitted, for people to get up, push their tables aside, and create room to dance.
One of your songs is a Hank Williams song that might be a little politically incorrect now. Hey, Good Looking, but what happens when you play that?
Well, as you can imagine, everybody breaks out in song, and I'm not sure that anybody's thinking about politics, at least not until they get in the car and start driving home, maybe.
I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free, so if you want to have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Lush Country performs at Crooners, 7 p.m. next Tuesday, September 11th. For information, the Crooners web address is croonersloungemn.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
How's about cooking something up with me?